Hi, I'm Mary Harrell from Mater Dei Radio. Well, St. Paul once urged St. Timothy to fight the good fight of the faith. But what are the weapons in that fight? Where are the battlefields? And most importantly, who is the enemy? And if you've ever asked these questions, and I know I have, you'll want to check out a new 8-part video series from Tan Books called An Introduction to Spiritual Warfare. And these videos are hosted by our good friend and yours, Dr. Paul Thigpen. Dr. Thigpen is the best-selling author of Saints Who Saw Hell and Other Catholic Witnesses to the Fate of the Damned. He's also the author or co-author of 49 other titles, including Manual for Spiritual Warfare. He's an award-winning journalist, historian, apologist, and speaker, and we are just delighted to have him back on with us today. Dr. Thigpen, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Okay, so we know books, 49 or 50 of them, the written word, that's really your MO, but what brought you in front of the camera for this series?
My goodness. Well, actually, I should mention this. I'm working on number 59 and 60 right now.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a while since we talked. It's been 10 minutes since I talked to you. You wrote 10 more. Oh, man.
But it's a different format. A lot of folks just need to be able to watch something at home while they're, working, doing something else, maybe at work. I would say in the car, but only if they're listening, I hope, not watching too. The manual's been great for people to keep at their bedside and care with them. A lot of folks tell me they do. But I think it's just important sometimes. And also, this is it's a 12-part series, so it does go a little more in-depth in the book.
Right. Wow. And so, Paul, the tagline for this series I saw is, know your enemy, your commander, and your weapon. So tell us a little about each of those three things, what they are.
Sure. Well, the first rule of warfare, all the old warfare manuals say, the first thing you have to do is know your enemy. If you don't know who your enemy is, how are you going to win? How are you going to defeat someone you can't even identify? And the truth is, because our enemy is Satan and his minions, his allies, the evil spirits that are fallen angels, they're very happy that so many people in the modern world don't believe in them because it's part of their stealth strategy. They can operate, they can maneuver without being recognized because things will always be blamed on someone else.
Right.
So the enemy, of course, is the devil, and he was the leader of a number of angels that even before the creation of the human race rebelled against God. It's hard to imagine how angels could have done that with all that they would have known and seen. But some of them did, thought that they could rebel against God and win. They were defeated. They were cast out of heaven. They were then came down to earth. And in their impotent rage against God, because he had defeated them, they couldn't get their hands on God himself. So they decided to come after God's kids in God's image. Mm. And that's us. That's us.
Impotent rage. That's a good phrase. When we talk about, Paul, about recognizing and resisting, overcoming the attacks of Satan, have you personally used spiritual warfare in your life to do these very things?
Oh my goodness. There's so much I can say, but one reason I got 3 books on it now, different things, but and this series, but I became an atheist at the age of 12.
Wow.
And was reading some one of my teachers put some Enlightenment skeptic philosophers in my hands, Voltaire, I remember in particular. And I just, it's probably a part of my adolescent rebellion, but left the faith, even though I've been raised a Christian, not a Catholic. And for 6 years I was an atheist, but I had such a spiritual longing, still a longing for something transcendent, something beyond everyday life, because I was made for that. We were all made for that. So the way I kind of responded was I started looking at what we now call paranormal phenomena. Mm. Back then it's called parapsychology. And you actually had scientists studying it. Duke University had an institute for parapsychology. And they, so for my 7th grade science project when I was 12, I wrote off to Duke University and ordered their textbook for the class and testing materials to begin kind of trying to examine this. And I didn't believe that there was any, as an atheist, I didn't believe there was anything like spirit at all. No life after death, no soul, no angels, demons, or anything. But I thought these phenomena must be attributed to unknown powers of the human mind, that if science just studies them, we could find out you know, what they are. Mm-hmm. So kind of an arrogant little thing. But I did that. But then, and I still, you know, still had no clue that this was anything spiritual. And it was an easy step from that to start looking at other things like, well, I wonder about Ouija boards. You know, I don't believe there's any spirit out there moving it, but maybe our subconscious somehow knows more than we realize. And so started getting to that and eventually into seances, same kind of things. And by the time of my senior year in high school, again, still not believing in all this, I actually had a pretty powerful encounter with the demonic powers that I had been playing around with, not realizing it. Mm-hmm. And I won't go into details, but they nearly killed me one night.
My goodness.
And when it was all over, I was talking to my English teacher at that time, was a very vibrant Pentecostal Christian, and telling her what had happened and this particular, you know, the preternatural stuff that was going on. And she said, "You've had a brush with the devil. Wow. You've been playing around with that occult stuff, and you have got to leave it alone." And I looked at her with a straight face and said, "Don't be so medieval." But I got to thinking about it. And anyway, when I realized it was something out there that was not my own mental power, that, you know, just waiting to be discovered, but that it was something malicious. It was out to eat my lunch. Wow. It was as if I came to believe in the devil before I came to believe in God.
Gosh.
And I thought, if there's a devil and there's no God, I'm really in trouble.
I'm really up a creek. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to say you've got a tiny little bit of experience with this topic.
Yeah, that was the beginning. I'll just say quickly, ever since then, I've had lots of folks come to me with things. Lots of personal experience, yeah.
My gosh. Trust this man, listeners. Trust him. I'm speaking with Dr. Paul Thigpen, author of The Manual for Spiritual Warfare, out by Tan Books, and also the host of a new video series from Tan Books called An Introduction to Spiritual Warfare. Paul, who do you see as the target audience for this video series? Who do you see using it most, getting just a lot of benefit out of it?
Wow. Well, you know, certainly, pretty much any Catholic who's willing to at least listen and check it out. There are, unfortunately, lots of, just like there are a huge number of Catholics who don't believe in the real presence in the Eucharist, there are plenty who don't believe, including priests, you know, some who don't believe in the reality of the devil. I think it's, you know, just a symbol. And part of the series, this talk, when I talk about Know Your Enemy, is to present evidence of, you know, the kind that I think really needs to be considered. But most importantly, the biblical evidence, you know, that we have, and from the tradition, from the liturgy, from popes and councils, and from the saints. I have a whole separate book called Saints Who Battle Satan that gives stories of how the enemy came against the number of saints and how they responded and won. So it's definitely for every Catholic, but I found a lot of non-Catholic Christians who are also reading it, because sometimes their denominations don't talk about this at all. And so they're very curious what, you know, what is the Catholic take on it. But for sure, anyone who has a sense that battle's going on and I need to know what to do, because it's yeah.
Yeah, and curiosity can lead you to being in a levitating bed, being killed by a demon. So don't be too curious, just watch the videos. So Paul, tell our listeners quickly, how can they access all these videos? Is it a DVD series or is it available online?
I'm pretty sure it's online. Someone was telling me about an ad for it the other day. Try that. Go to Tan Books. You'll find it.
You're right. I'm looking at it right here, and I believe it says format streaming video. So I think you purchase it, tanbooks.com, and you can watch it online there. Again, Dr. Paul Thigpen, this is the Introduction to Spiritual Warfare video series. Highly recommended. Great. Thanks, Dr. Thigpen, for being with us again today on the show.
Thanks for having me. God bless you and all your listeners.